This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. In a mixed ruling for President Donald Trump, the U.S. Supreme Court decided Thursday that a New York prosecutor can obtain the president's financial records, but delayed a decision on Democratic lawmakers viewing them. The rules were a setback for President Trump's claim to absolute immunity from criminal investigation, but they may allow him at the same time to keep his finances private until after the November presidential election. The president, who has worked strenuously to keep his tax records private, lashed out on Twitter. He claimed the situation to be political prosecution, pointing out he won the, quote, Mueller witch hunt, but now has to keep fighting in politically corrupt New York. He said it's not fair to the presidency or his administration. Opposition Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, said Thursday the rulings are not good for President Trump. She added, Congress's constitutional responsibility to uncover the truth continues, specifically related to the president's Russia connection that he is hiding. 12 million confirmed COVID-19 cases around the globe. That's a new milestone during the coronavirus pandemic. The United States leads the world with the most confirmed infections at more than 3 million, a third of the world's total. Meanwhile, residents in Australia's second largest city of Melbourne entered into a 6-week lockdown at midnight local time Wednesday due to an alarming spike of COVID-19 cases. Residents have been ordered to stay home unless they are going to work, school, medical appointments, or shopping for food. More on